A Basic History of the United States, Volume 4, The Growth of America, 1878 to 1928, by Clarence B. Carson. Chapter 1. Introduction. The main theme of this book is the growth and development of the United States, the filling out of the country by the settlement of the West, the subduing of the Western Indians, the building of the transcontinental railroads, and the linking of the parts of the country to one another by a network of railroads, the development of nationwide businesses, the growth of the corporate mode of organizing the production and distribution of goods, the large-scale influx of immigrants, the rise of the city to a prominent place in America, and the development of large financial institutions. During the years from the 1870s through the 1920s, the United States also assumed an increasingly influential role in international affairs. Within little more than a century of coming into being, the United States had grown from a few colonies, remote from the centers of world trade and power in Europe, into an industrial and agricultural colossus. Both American agricultural and industrial products were competing for their share of world markets. On the world scene, Great Britain was the leading naval and commercial power in the 19th century. From the 1820s onward, Britain ceased to be a threat to the United States and became instead a great influence for freedom in the world. The British began to abandon mercantilistic policies in the 1820s, and by the 1850s were wholeheartedly committed to free trade. Britain's parliamentary government and constitutional monarchy served as a model for country after country in Europe, and was being imitated in other places in the world as well. Broadly speaking, the 19th century was the great age of expanding freedom, and quite often Britain...